Distorted View Daily proudly presents a musical number from the porn film This Ain't Glee Triple X.
You're easy, I'm horny. What will they think of us?
You tempt me,
but I'm horny.
Why won't you touch my breast? Stop staring.
Still horny.
I see it in your eyes. Please touch me.
I'm growing deep down between my thighs.
Don't come, oh, don't come all over me.
I won't come, oh, I won't come all over you. It's hard to be your teacher, 'cause I see you watching me.
I'm easy,
I'm horny.
Fulfill my fantasy.
So pretty,
so horny. Shh, nobody will find out.
Still growing,
it's showing.
Okay, but don't be loud. Don't come, oh, don't come all over me.
I won't come, I won't come, oh, I won't come all over you.
Don't come, oh, don't come all over me.
Hey Freaks, it's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. Coming up on the program today, alt-right cuck rock. Plus, racist preteens infiltrate Party City. The Cash Me Outside girl goes to court for Grand Theft Auto, and my thoughts on live streaming suicide attempts. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
What you don't know about me are the things I do to your kid when nobody's looking.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a good one for you. I woke up this morning and I immediately got on Facebook to look at all of my happy birthday messages, and I wanted to thank people for them, but I got distracted with a Facebook Live video. You know, when Facebook announced they were going to start this video platform and allow live streaming, I thought it was dumb. People don't get on Facebook to search out live videos. They go on there, you know, whenever they have a free moment, post their dumb thoughts, and read other people's dumb thoughts at their own leisure. I don't ever think to myself, oh my god, it's 4 o'clock. My old high school classmate Jamie Skaggs is gonna be live streaming while she bakes cookies. Why didn't I put this in my iCal? I missed her preheating the oven. It's the best part. You know, if I wanna look at videos or find videos, I go on YouTube, right? I still don't quite understand the appeal of Facebook videos, but I'm kind of getting it now. So I log on to Facebook today, and the first thing on my feed or timeline, whatever you call it, is a Facebook Live video of a man getting ready to jump off a bridge. That is must-see TV. The feed, like, started a half hour prior to me tuning in, and I thought, wow, I came at just the right time. There's no way this guy is just going to hang out on the ledge of a bridge for much longer. He's either going to jump, or the cops will be able to coax him back in. Oh yeah, by this time, your cops were on the scene, paramedics, firefighters, Geek Squad was there, I don't know why. They just felt like it's somewhere they should be. Maybe he's having trouble with his Android device. So the cops are yelling at him, like, get back! Get off the ledge! And the people in the ambulance are like, are you hurt? And Geek Squad is like, have you tried rebooting? They're all trying to be very helpful. Now, the video was provided by, I don't know, like a Fox affiliate or something. It was a helicopter shot. So there wasn't really any audio that went along with this. And I wish, you know, on my iPhone, if you start playing a video, all other audio stops playing, right? I can't listen to a podcast, can't listen to music. I wish there was a way to change that. Because I went back and forth. I was like, oh, I really want to listen to my music, but I really want to see if this guy dies. I mean, this is some first world problem shit, right? So I watched for about 20 minutes, and the takeaway from this experience is that y'all are some cold motherfuckers. You know how Facebook has that feature where, like, there's a live stream going, you could put a little emoji, you could put a like a thumbs up, or a heart, or that face that's, like, crying in laughter. Here we have a very disturbed man. He's on the brink. He set out to kill himself. Someone spotted him, called the cops. They're the only thing standing in his way, right? I can barely make out the guy because there's so many laughing emojis flying across my screen. Those fly by horizontally. Meanwhile, vertically, I'm getting, LOL, do it! I'm getting sick of waiting! You know, like those type of comments. I'm sitting in my car outside of work. I gotta see how this plays out. I think I'm mellowing as I get older, because if I were in my 20s watching this video, I'd be like, do it, come on. I need this stream to end so I can save the video, turn it into a DV log, put the Benny Hill music behind it, have him falling and then falling again, you know, sped up, and then reverse it so he's coming out of the water up onto the bridge and then back down into the water. But now I'm just like, I just got impatient. I'm like, just do something, right? I don't care if, this is how I think I've progressed as a human, how I've evolved, right? I have mellow. Now I simply don't care. I'm indifferent. You know, if he jumps, if he gets off the bridge, I just want to see the ending, right? I'm a completionist. See, I'm a better person now. I'm growing. The real upsetting thing about this Facebook Live video, and this is something that I've seen a lot in live streams, it's where people commenting think the person in the video is watching the stream and can read the comments. So the comments are directed at the people like, don't do it, you've got so much to live for. Whatever's wrong, God can help you. Like, he's not watching. It's the same people that think like characters in soap operas are real people. We're watching a docuseries or something. Or if, like, someone sees a famous person on the street, they call them by their character name. Hey! Ross from Friends! How's the monkey doing? Like, these people don't have a firm grasp on reality. They're probably one or two plot twists away from being suicidal themselves. What? Caitlin from General Hospital faked her coma so she wouldn't have to get married to Taryn? It's like I don't even know her anymore! I just want to set myself on fire! Anyway, in case you're wondering, the man who was on the bridge did not jump. It took about 5 hours to get him off the bridge, though, so I'm glad I did not watch all of that unfold. The man, the unidentified man, is 30 years old. Police described him as emotionally disturbed. No fucking shit. A woman saw the man on the bridge and called police. She also gave the dude a cigarette, which I think was a bad move. You know, this guy's freaking out, he's nervous, and I'm gonna do it! I'm gonna jump off this bridge, fuck it! But he's afraid, right? He's like, if only I had something to calm my nerves! Hey lady, do you have a cigarette? Then he takes a couple drags, and he's calm enough to actually finish the deed. This standoff could have ended like 4 hours earlier. He wasn't puffing down those Winstons. All right, so I'm glad he's okay, I guess. Again, I'm indifferent. I do have some audio to share with you, just a few pieces, and then we will get into the news. First up, this is from a few years ago. Motley Crue played the Rock in Rio Festival. This is not the first time Distorted View has featured Rock in Rio. Many years ago, a young Britney Spears appeared at Rock in Rio, and she was very upset with the crowds. She called the whole thing retarded.
This is fucking retarded.
I'm sorry, fucking retarded. Oh, I have the longer version here. I don't know if this is the full thing. I just remember her, like, freaking out over her pants. She's like, oh my god, they shrunk! It looks like I grew! And she was upset with the crowd or something. Let me play this.
Don't tell me they're just, like, letting the audience just fucking stand out there like that. Oh my god, okay. Let's hurry, y'all, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were gonna do a vamp. Thank you, baby. Oh, shit. Oh no! What are they doing?
Doing? This was years before she had the meltdown where she, shaved her head. This was pre-Kevin Federline, and, you know, before she had any kids or anything. I think this was maybe at early 2000s.
Oh, my pants are too short! I grew! I thought they were gonna... I know! well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to fucking vamp. Okay. Okay, thanks.
Just her mic was on backstage, right? And they captured the audio. Nothing too offensive. Well, I've got another clip here from Rock and Rio. This time, Motley Crue is playing. Did I say this clip was from a few years ago? I meant the mid-80s, apparently. No, I guess 2015 or 2016. Wow. Apparently it's tough to find good acts for Rock and Rio. They're no Britney Spears, that's for sure. So here's Motley Crue playing Shout at the Devil. Now, the singer on this song and with Motley Crue is Vince Neil, right? And he's a little rusty. It's like a dying cat, right? My favorite comment on here is the first one on YouTube. My God, Vince sings like a housewife yelling at her husband to kill the spider in the kitchen. I agree, sir. Gay weatherman and the cockroach. Oh, shoot! Waiting right at the wall for me! The music is so loud you can't even understand what he's saying. Or Vince Neil. He's looking a little pudgy too. Real quick, I wanted to play a short clip from a flat earther. This was posted on our subreddit. I just like hearing these guys talk. You know, this guy is interesting though because he wants to be a flat earther. But he's been researching some stuff, and things don't all add up, right? Something is confusing him. I don't know. Maybe it's like positions of the stars or something. He's like, how can the Earth be flat if that's the case? So he's talking to his audience, trying to get them to convince him that the Earth is flat, I guess.
I want so badly, because I've come out and said I'm a flat Earth proponent. Okay, and I am. I'm a huge flat Earth proponent.
Even though he is now finding evidence to the contrary, he just likes the idea of being a flat earther.
Okay, and I am. I'm a huge flat Earth proponent. I believe in all of the evidence that the flat Earth has for the Earth not being exactly the way that they tell us it is. I don't think it is. I don't think anything is. I think the sun does move through the sky. I think the moon moves through the sky. And I think that because the Bible tells me that, and I believe the Bible.
All right, this is what I don't understand. A lot of flat earthers say, look, the Bible says the Earth is flat. But there's all this other evidence, you know, like fucking satellites, imagery and shit. That it seems to be more accurate than a book written a gazillion years ago. Featuring angels, right? And heaven and God and Satan, hell, like all this stuff that you can't see. You just have to like go on belief, right? Faith.
That is what this journey has done for me. It has made me believe what the scripture says. And that's why I've held off for making this video for so long. Because I wanted an answer. I've waited for an answer. I have stood firm. I will stand firm for the rest of my life as a geocentrist, as a person who believes the sun, the moon, and the stars are moving around us. I believe the upcoming eclipse on August the 21st.
So flat earthers believe that Earth is stationary. Everything else moves around us.
Is going to show us that the sun and the moon are not nearly as far away as they say they are.
Do I have any flat earther listeners? Please email me. Explain yourself. Call into the voicemail line. I just feel like there is a mountain of evidence that suggests the Earth is round, spherical, if you will. And there's very little evidence that the Earth is flat. And that evidence is comprised of flat earthers drawing a flat earth in crayon and then presenting it as a, you know, a research document or something. All right, one more short clip. This takes place outside of a party city where a black guy is cruising along, sees a couple young white kids.
Black niggas.
Okay.
Are you?
What was that?
Black niggas.
Okay. Are you hear that? You hear that?
I think I did hear something.
Stop.
What'd you say? What's your name?
Oh, I don't mean to tell you that. I'm not crazy.
What you call me though?
There's like three young kids. They're probably somewhere around the age of 11 or 12.
Oh, you good?
You call me a nigger, right?
Yeah.
I'm a nigger.
And the kid's like, yeah, I've been screaming it at you for the past few minutes over and over. Like, if I was this kid, I wouldn't call him the N-word. I might say, why are you at a party city? That's an unusual place for a black person to be.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen a black person at a party city.
You see that? That's what y'all do?
Yep, that's what we do.
We're going to go back in the store. Nah, we finna go in here.
Why are you gonna go in the
Nah, we're gonna go in here and see what they talking about. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
No, your kids just called me some niggers. Them kids out there just called me a
nigger. The black guy spoke too loud and blew out the microphone in his camera.
Manager, could you call security for those kids that called me a nigger, please? The kids just called me a nigger. Could you call security, please? Could you call security, please?
You be talking like that.
They just called me a nigger. Could you
call security for me?
I feel threatened.
Feel threatened? You feel threatened by a bunch of 9-year-olds.
But they just called me a nigger. They just called me a nigger.
I don't know why the employee is screaming at this guy for. He's got a legitimate gripe.
Manager, could you come call? Could you call security for me, manager?
Come on. I'm sorry.
The kids just called me a nigger.
And talk about our employees.
They called me a nigger.
That shit on. Y'all
yeah, they called me a nigger.
Wait a second. Is she saying the kids smell like marijuana or the black guy? Because that's racist.
Could you please call security?
All the niggers outside our store.
Thank you.
Now they will not stop screaming inside.
No, we asked you to call them.
You get the idea there. You know, it was weird. A lot of the comments were a little racist, so I thought, hey, I wonder if this guy has any other videos. If he's had any other altercations with white people. Come to find out, the account that this was posted under is from an alt-right group, or a person who says he's with an alt-right group, and he posts a lot of questionable material, including some songs that are racist or anti-Semitic. Here is one, just to give you a little flavor of what this guy's channel... His channel, by the way, is The Kids Are Alt-Right. This is a band called Mr. Bond, and apparently they're doing a loose cover of Losing My Religion. This version, though, is called Losing My White Privilege. That's right, it's New Music Wednesday on WHTY-FM, The Spook.
Born white, oppressor, my biggest of fears being called Nazi, the lengths that I would go to distance and deny, get my wife a big black book and prep him up.
Man, these alt-right people are obsessed with cuck scenarios. I don't know if you could understand what this guy was singing about, but basically, he's getting a big black man or a buck for his wife to fuck.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the cuck shed, losing my white privilege, trying to make it up to Jews, and I don't know if I can do it. Although my wife got fucked, I haven't done enough. Jerked off when I heard her moaning.
Man, this is an excellent replacement for the Westboro Baptist Church. You know how they used to sing those parody songs, mostly about fag sex? This is not the same subject matter per se. Close enough, though. Mr. Bond. Oh, and there's tons of different bands this guy features. You'll be hearing more alt-right rock.
Checked off when I heard him groan.
On TV real soon.
I came and at the same time cried. Every nigger. Of every third world shithole I'm shipping to my country, trying to flee.
What is going on with white people? As far as I can tell, it's still great to be white. What are you bitching and moaning about?
It's the whining Jews, like a brainwashed masochistic fool. Oh no, I'm sad too much. I have to cuck.
I hate that word cuck so much. And it's not like it doesn't offend me or something. It's cringy to me.
Consider this, the white man's apology. Consider this, atonement. I'll get down on my knees and let the POCs walk all over me and take all my shit so I won't be racist anymore.
All right, you get the idea there. That is Mr. Bond losing my white privilege. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up and supporting this nonsense. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows, plus every week we do bonus material and exclusive shows. Yesterday we did a full-length exclusive program, tomorrow another exclusive show. Memberships are very cheap, it's only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards accepted, and a few even not-so-major credit cards. I think we now accept Sears charge cards, so if you got one of them, I'll take it. We also accept Curves gift cards. If you're stuck with some of those, you can mail those to me. Sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Also, PayPal, of course, is accepted. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a DV update. And wouldn't you know it, it just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, it is. A South Florida teen who became famous for her now signature catchphrase, "Cash me outside," appeared Tuesday in a Delray Beach courtroom where a judge sentenced her to probation. Of course, she just got off with probation. She's not going to do hard time. She's much too beloved. Danielle Bregoli, 14. She's still only 14? She's been 14 for like 3 years. All right, of Boynton Beach will be on probation until she's 19. Oh, she'll be behind bars by that time. There's no way she's going to make it through that probation without fucking up. She'll likely be able to serve her probation in California, where she's apparently seeking opportunities in the entertainment industry. Countdown to her porn tape in 3, 2, 1. Bregoli was previously found guilty of grand theft, ting, among other charges. There's like so many charges, they just lump it all together. There's other stuff too. All right, so she was guilty of grand theft. That's the big one. She stole her mom's car and used her credit cards. I thought she was making tons of money. Apparently, catchphrases don't pay so well these days. Bregoli's father has fought to keep his daughter in Florida. Our client does not want his daughter to be exploited, period, his attorney, Robert Shaloub, said. The more involvement he has in her life, the more therapeutic involvement by medical healthcare professionals that are properly licensed, we believe will provide Danielle with the guidance and counseling that she needs. Yeah, the bitch is fucked in the head, is what the attorney is saying. The dad believes she needs some help. Bregoli left the courtroom after her sentencing with her mom. You know, the one that she was suing for Grand Theft Auto. Bregoli left the courthouse after her sentencing with her mom, her attorney, and a bodyguard. A judge has yet to rule on whether Bregoli must serve her probation in Florida or if she can move to California. Speaking of California, that is where our next story comes from. A 36-year-old teacher convicted of having sex with a person under the legal age of consent in California is suing the student she slept with for defamation. Apparently, he said some mean things about her cunt. Her pussy had that old person smell to it. Stale urine and mothballs and hard candy. Tara Stumpf, who is currently serving a 180-day sentence for having sex with a 16-year-old student. Now, I know I always make this point, and it's not original. A lot of people make this point. But imagine if this teacher was a man having sex with a 16-year-old girl or a 16-year-old boy. This guy would be in ass-rape prison for the next decade. 180 days? I've taken naps that have lasted longer. Yes, Tara Stumpf, who is currently serving... Well, I don't know. It's so dumb. 180-day nap. I could. I love sleeping. Tara Stumpf, who is currently serving a 180-day sentence for having sex with a 16-year-old student, says that statements made by the young man hurt her reputation and her career. Check out the massive pair of ovaries on this cunt. Huge! Cum-soaked ovaries. Cum-soaked by underage boys. Is that how anatomy works, by the way? Is that what happens to ovaries? They get cum-soaked? It's like those delicious tres leche cakes, you know? The evaporated milk, the condensed milk, and that other kind of milk. And they just soak. The cake is so moist! So good. If you've never had one of those, you gotta try it. All right. I'm sure it would be even better soaked in 16-year-old boy cum. Please don't isolate that audio. All right, her victim defamed her to various classmates. It's called bragging. Of course, he banged a teacher. Yeah, he's going to spread the word. All right, he defamed her to various classmates, family, and other members of the community. It just means that he was a loudmouth. He told on her, Stump alleges in her lawsuit. She started her sentence on May 1st. Stump was named alongside her former employer, the Lucia Mar School District, in a lawsuit brought against her by the victim's family. She pleaded no contest to the charges in April. The next hearing. What exactly did this kid say? That's what I want to know. Her teaching license was revoked following her conviction, but she won't have to register as a sex offender after leaving prison. Her lawsuit is seeking indemnity. Or protection against financial burden or judgments from all charges related to the case. That includes any injuries she may receive from the school, financial burdens of the lawsuit, and any civil damages. Stumpf will be on probation for 4 years following her release from prison, during which time she will be subject to specialized counseling and polygraph tests. Quote, I think it's an appropriate sentence. It was a very difficult situation, an attorney who prosecuted her said during the proceedings. The charges followed a month-long investigation by the school district into her actions. It's alleged that she had sex with at least one other minor during her 5-year stint at the school. She's now, of course, been suspended. She won't be working there anymore. Duh! She had her license pulled. I mean, I guess she could try to go back as a lunch lady or something.
Hi, Jessica. Here's your Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes. Oh, Becky, here's your Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes. Oh, Jake, I've got some fresh
clam strips here for you.
Doesn't that sound nice? Milky. Milky!
All right, one more story. This one comes from Missouri, specifically Eureka, Missouri. Although, it might be a case where it's pronounced something weird, like Eureka. Eureka, Missouri. Eureka police say it's a case unlike any they've had before. A mother is accused of shaving a young neighbor's head and writing on his forehead. Quote, she just distinctively went into beast mode, you know? She should have got the other kid's parents involved, says Bill Constantine. Who the fuck is Bill Constantine? Another person adding, gosh, I can't believe that she would do that. That's just terrible. So these are just like neighbors, people on the street. This woman's name is Marilyn Clark. Those are some of the reactions from people hearing about a 34-year-old mother accused of retaliating against a 9-year-old boy. The case is heading to the St. Louis. How do you say that? St. Louis. St. Louis. Do you pronounce the S on that one or not? I always forget. County Prosecutor's Office. Police say the woman's 9-year-old daughter was spending the night with the boy's sister in the Legend Terrace apartment complex. Ooh, ritzy. Investigators say the boy went into the room where the girls were and then pulled the neighbor girl's hair. When she sat up, the boy told police he accidentally hit her in the chest. When the little girl went home, police said she told her mom that she was touched inappropriately. Oh. The day the 9-year-old boy went to the neighbor's house looking for his sister, and the mother of the young girl, who was upset with the young boy, pulled him into the apartment and promptly shaved his head. That's not all. Police said the woman wrote the word pervert with a felt-tip pen on the boy's forehead. The mother could face assault charges on a minor because of that. She certainly admitted to the accusations and obviously regrets her decision. I mean, can you blame her, though? She can't be held responsible. She went into beast mode. All right. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact the show. Of course, I'll be playing a few voicemails. I'd love to hear from you that way, especially if you're new to the program or it's been a while since I've heard from you. 206-666-4463. My email address is show@distortedview.com. Send along anything you find funny, you think might be DV-worthy, news stories, audio, video, that type of stuff. And of course, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at distortedview and Pinterest. No, I'm not on Pinterest. I am on Facebook. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow, right? Is that what it is? Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. That sounds about right. You'll find me, right? Okay, let's do a couple voicemails now.
Hello, Ivanovich.
No.
This is Vladimir Pupin.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, is this going to be a shit for me? Yeah. So, this is a perfect example of why you don't just dangle your phone in the bowl. The best audio, as I've mentioned time and time again, is if you, you know, those headphones that you get with your phone that have the microphone on the cord? You just dangle that in the bowl. Oh, you'll get crystal clear audio. This is a little muffled, but it's not bad. Thank you. That definitely sounds like about a type 5, 4? Or 3 on the Bristol stool chart. Oh, well, now we're getting a little more liquidy. Thank you. It's important to remember on the Bristol stool chart, the lower the number, the harder the turd, right? And when you're at number 1, it's so hard, it has broken off, right, into little balls, little hard balls. And then number 2, the balls are still very hard, but they're together. They're stuck together. Then 3, you got more of a sausage consistency or look to it, and then it just gets more wet until finally Bristol 7 is diarrhea. A little refresher course on your Bristol stool chart there.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo. It's distorted, bitch. I kind of went AWOL on you again.
Thank you.
But I am back, and I just wanted to call in and say hello. I also wanted to mention I'm live streaming and doing YouTube videos and stuff now.
Really?
And it's extremely hard for me, I said extremely hard, you know, I have the mentality of a 12-year-old, as do most of the freaks, but it is extremely difficult for me to end a live stream and not try to go, bye, everybody, so...
Oh, you're more than welcome to say that.
Not only have you mentally scarred me with some of the videos, that or, you know, the clips that you play, but now you've got me saying your shit. I can't say, you know... Turbo. I'm not even going to attempt to say it because
Turbo.
It's just horrible. But anything, just
Nesty, taste the wetness.
I'll walk up to a friend and say Jagoo, and yeah, they don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And
think I should come up with some taste the wetness T-shirts for Lady Freaks this year in the Distorted View store.
I've tried to recommend them to podcast, but
taste the taste of wetness.
I might not have any friends left. Oh well. Anyway, love you, Boo, as always.
Love
Bye.
You too. Distorted Bitch, why didn't you plug your live stream channel or whatever? I don't know if you're on Twitch or YouTube, but that would have been acceptable. What are you live streaming? That's another question I have for you. Are they video games? Are you just live streaming your life? Are you one of those weirdos who live streams you eating food or something, like dinner?
Jagoo, Tim, this is Sideshow member Blacklight calling it. And sadly, for the past year, I wasn't a Sideshow member because I got laid off from work. But I just got a new job, and the first thing I did is I signed up for a nice, big, fat, yearly Sideshow membership just to make
sure. It's really weird. It seems like there's I'm getting a lot of these calls where it's like, hey, I haven't been able to listen for the past few months or the past year, or I haven't been a Sideshow member in the last year, but now I'm back. Everyone's coming back.
You're geekyoid.
You can't stay away from me.
I just want to thank you for doing what you do. Keep going strong. I've been listening to you since I've been in sixth grade, and I just graduated from college.
Oh, my God.
So maybe I will name one of my children.
It drives me up the wall. You don't understand how it makes me feel when I got a listener who started listening in the sixth grade, and now he's a college graduate, and I am not a college graduate.
Happy you, Tim. I hope that makes you happy.
You've lapped me.
Your legacy lives on. Jagoo.
I should go back to school. Guys, what should I major in? I mean, I'm sure some of those credits still are valid, or maybe there's like a time limit because I've been away from college for so long. How does that work if I want to go back to school? Can I get credit for what I've done so far? I mean, it probably only equals to like a year or two of actual college work. Also, I don't know what I would major in. I'm not good at anything. Guys, please don't ever cancel your Sideshow memberships. I don't know what I would do with my life without this show. I am unemployable. On that note, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it ever?
This is fucking retarded.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important to note, tomorrow's program is just for Sideshow members. So if you're not yet a member and you want new DV, sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. There's also links at distortedview.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take a donation. Take your body to the shore where she was made.